I think it'll affect drivers everywhere positively, because these changes are about strengthening road safety. And at the moment, some people stay on learner permits for years by simply renewing them, and they don't take a driving test at all. So this means that they're on the road and they're not proving that they have met the safety standards for every, you know, that every fully licensed driver has. So
in November 2026, learner drivers will be required to take their test within 4 years, and anyone who hasn't been on a learner permit for 7 years will have to restart the whole learning process. And this is just, it's a good thing, because it will encourage learners to get proper training, you know, to have supervised experience and to complete the steps in the right order. And it cuts down on the amount of permanent learners, and especially when, you know, people will be tempted after, if they're driving for a few years, to drive unaccompanied. And, you know, it's been shown that unaccompanied drivers, you know, are more involved in accidents more often. So I suppose ultimately the aim is to make sure that everybody is properly trained, everybody is properly tested and competent. And this means that it makes the road safer for everyone. It's for pedestrians, for cyclists and for drivers. So it has to be welcomed. It has to be a good thing, and people have to see it as a good thing, because, you know, if you're not fully trained and you don't have the proper qualifications, then it means that you are not safe for yourself on the road, and, you know, the danger that you're not safe for everybody else on the road as well. So every driver has to pass a test and meet a consistent standard, and then the entire network and every single road and every single road user is safe for the result, including the driver themselves.
And are there enough driving test slots in the Northwest to accommodate learner drivers who have held permits for several years, or will there be additional resources be needed?
Well, I know that over the past couple of years, that was a huge issue, and the department did say that they were making more testers available. So, again, you know, I see young people pass, you know, on social media, and they're passing their tests, and there's photographs of them up. And fair play to them, like, and they're, you know, they're not old drivers either. They're young. They're taking their tests. They're doing the driving theory tests. They're paying the money, which is an expensive process. But, you know, they're doing it the right way and they're passing their test. So I think over 4 years, it's a lot of time to give somebody to pass the test as well. And it also means that, you know, if you don't have to be accompanied all the time, because you really, you know, by law, if you don't have a full license, you have to be accompanied by a driver who has a full license. So that's very, very restrictive as well over the years. So I'm sure everybody would want to have that little bit more independence, in that once you pass your test, then you don't have to be accompanied. So look, it makes sense for everybody, and it makes the road safer for everybody, and that's ultimately what it's all about.